Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome back. Huge hour ahead. Hot seat coming up in a few minutes, Al. If you do not want the vaccine, I got some very dramatic developments on what's going to happen if you plan to attend a sports event. But first, we would try to find somebody who, A, was a brilliant official, and B, was an honest person.
Yes.
And when we eliminated everybody, there was only one left.
Who is it?
The former NHL official, the brilliant Kerry Fraser.
Number two.
You can follow him on Twitter at K Fraser, F-R-I-A-S-E-R, The Call. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Kerry Fraser. Hi, Kerry.
Angelo, how you doing, buddy? It's so good to be back talking to you. I must tell you, before we talk calls, I just want to commend you on having my former colleague, Paul Stewart, on to talk about the NHL firing squad of Tim Peel, because nobody that I ever worked with, maybe beyond Lloyd Gilmore, legendary great guy, referee, that would have been fired had they had hot mics around the rink when yelling at players.
I'm going to get to that, Kerry. I just want to start. We had a situation on primetime TV Sunday night where the officials decided a game. The call was wrong initially. Alec Bohm, the runner, never touched home plate. They went to a longer than five-minute review and then said safe, but we all knew he was out. How can that happen, Kerry? How can you get five camera angles and a team of people in New York City reviewing a play, and they still get it wrong?
Well, maybe they didn't think that baseball is still going to be played in the state of Georgia. I'm not sure. But I got to tell you, I was watching that play live as it was happening. I was in Detroit at a hockey camp for my grandson, junior A camp, and we were having dinner and watched that play and live. And I went, oh, God, he blocked the plate. He didn't touch the plate. Now, that was just a naked eye one look, and then you have replay. But it's inconceivable. Human error, I get it. The umpire was right over top. He was in pretty good position, but he doesn't have x-ray eyes that are going to see through that baseball cleat to see whether or not there's contact with the plate. So that's why video review comes in. And it's supposed to be done by umpires in a room in New York. They've got the process set up. I like their process by bringing umpires in to make the decision. It's an umpire's decision as opposed to the NHL that does it in a situation room in front of the former NHL players and friends.
Right.
So, but I just can't understand, Angelo,
how
with the clarity of replay and the added equipment that they put in that room, how anybody that has ever officiated any sport, let alone your great eye, would say that that was a safe call.
All right, Kerry, when you were an official, did they use replay?
Oh, absolutely.
They did. I was trying to figure out.
2004 to 2004.
All right, so it was.
6 years, probably.
All right. Did you see it as a help to you, or did you resent it?
Oh, I never resented it. The bottom line is every official wants to get the call right. You never want to be the reason a team wins or loses a game. You want to be out there and just kind of walk back into the dugout. Nobody knows you were there. But in our case, when we had people in-house and then we had a connected phone to Toronto, I had a replay on a goal on Long Island one night, and I waved the flag off. Toronto, I was on the phone with, and they said, it looks like a good play to me. I said, well, you're looking in the wrong place. It was a former hockey player. I said, I want you to look on the other side of the net, and you're going to see the reason that goal was disallowed on the ice. And the former player went, oh, God, yeah, you're right. So here's the difference. An official looks at a play completely different, most often, from a player, a manager, a coach. They see it in the eye of an official under the rules. Now, I can't imagine that they got a bad seed if it took 5-plus minutes to make a decision here. So I haven't heard a peep out of Major League Baseball as to what their explanation was.
They didn't. Kerry, I've already established you were one of the greats of all time. You're a brilliant official, although you had some ups and downs here in Philly. But here's Kerry, here's what I need to know. There must have been a time in your career where you really blew one. When you saw the replay, could you describe what it was like when you saw the replay? You went, oh, my God, how did I do that?
Well, it was a major, major call in the Western Conference Final. Al knows all about it. It was 1993, L.A. Kings, Toronto Maple Leafs Game 6 in L.A. And if the Leafs won that game, and it was in overtime, if they won the game, they're going to the Stanley Cup Finals against Montreal. Canada was cheering for it. It would be the old original six rivalry, Canadians and Leafs. And in overtime, I had Glenn Anderson and the Leafs in the penalty box, Kings on the power play, end zone faceoff. Wayne Gretzky gets the puck, takes a shot. It deflects off the defenseman's chin pad, goes right back to where he and captain of the Leafs, Doug Gilmore, were standing. There was a swipe of a stick. I thought it was a shot. Really, what happened, Gretzky high-sticked Gilmore in the chin accidentally and cut him on the chin. Now, I didn't see it. I didn't get any help from the linesman. They couldn't help me either. I had to eat the call. Gretzky scored the winning goal on the next puck drop. I was a dead man. I tell you, it was the worst feeling. When I saw the replay, I went, oh, my God, that is the worst possible situation for an official. We don't know if the Kings would have won that game, but if I seen the play, we know one thing for sure. Wayne Gretzky would not have remained in the game to score that winning goal.
Wow. Did you apologize? How did you handle it?
Well, I told the truth. The first thing you have to do as an official, when you're wrong, admit it. And I, for over 20 years now, have been admitting it every time a Toronto Maple Leaf fan, who hated my guts from the time they called, actually took place. One Leafs fan actually drove his car after the game. It was a West Coast game. Drove his car to my hometown, Sarnia, Ontario, looking for Kerry Fraser's house. And my old man, who was a real tough guy, my minor league pro hockey player, boxer, he was falling asleep in his chair watching the game, and he heard this bang and crash out in his driveway. He looked out, and here's a car banging into the trailer hitch on his mini motorhome. I said, Dad, what'd you do? He said, well, I grabbed the axe at the back door, you know, I used for chopping wood. And he said, I chased him up the street. He said, I got a few good licks on the back of his quarter panel of his car. I said, oh, man, Dad, that's bad. So I called NHL security. They said, we'll check it out. 2 days later, I get a call from NHL security. They said, yeah, we traced the guy at a body shop in Kitchener, Waterloo. He's getting his car fixed. And he said, we interviewed him. He said, yeah, he's a Leafs fan. He was so ticked off at Fraser missing that call. He drove to his hometown, to his home house he was raised in, and wanted to do some damage. Well, thank God my old man didn't get that guy. The axe shots wouldn't have been in the car.
All right, Kerry. Tim Peel is not a ref anymore in the NHL because he was caught on mic admitting that he had made a makeup call. Al and I had a dispute about this. First of all, did you ever do a makeup call in your career?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
He'd admit it, Al.
Anybody that's ever officiated Ange that hasn't done that, trying to be fair, and mine occurred in the two referee system. It was in Madison Square Garden. Buffalo Sabres are playing. Lindy Ruff, the coach of the Sabres, is right on over my shoulder as I'm the back guy on the blue line. And a player was chasing a ranger around the net, and my partner on the other side didn't see that the puck carrier fell down because his skate hit the metal on the back of the net. Keith raised his arm and thought it was a tripping penalty. Lindsay Ruff in my ear says, Kerry, you saw that. I said, Lindy, relax. And this is a tie game, and we are again a minute left in the regulation time. There was an end zone faceoff. God gave me a gift. There was a little bit of a hold up on the Buffalo player going out to the blue line with the drawback to the point. My arm went up. Perfect. It was a penalty 3 seconds later against the other team. We had a 4-4 situation. Problem solved.
You would not have called that if the previous call hadn't happened.
Oh, God, no. It was weak. It was a weak
See, Al, this guy, you're the best, Terry. You admit stuff that no one else does. All right, one last thing. All right, hot mics, all right? If you had been mic'd your entire career as an NHL ref, would you have gotten in any trouble for stuff you had said on the ice?
Oh, for sure. For sure. I mean, I can go as Paul Stewart, the worst. I love Stewie. He's got a big heart, great guy. But I'll tell you, he and Mario Lemieux really went at it all the time. And in the game in Pittsburgh, in the igloo, Mario came up to him because Stewie was into his act, and he was a little boisterous. And Mario said, "Hey, Stewie," he said, "I am the show. You're not the show." So Stewie said, "Okay, take your show to the shower because I just threw you out of the game." Right in his own building in Pittsburgh.
Oh, man. Kerry,
remember the Russian game against the Flyers when they left the ice because they were getting the heck beat out of them?
Yep.
Yeah.
Referee in that game was Lloyd Gilmore. I met him in 1972 at my first Stanley Cup final. Lloyd was a legend. He hardly called any penalties. There was a game, Oakland Seals, expansion team, playing against Chicago Blackhawks in the third period, midway through. Stan Mikita has a breakaway. He gets hauled down from behind. No call. Linesman blows the whistle. Stan Mikita went to Lloyd Gilmore, the ref. He said, "Lloyd, how could you not call a penalty shot?" He said, "I couldn't." "What do you mean you couldn't?" He said, "Look at my hands. I don't have a whistle. I left it in the dressing room at the end of the second period." Stan Mikita just shook his head. He said, "Oh, my God." And Lloyd said, "We got to get out of here. Come on, you're beating them bad anyway. Let's get to the bar."
Kerry, I love you, man. You're awesome. I hope we could call. We lost your number for a while. That's why we hadn't had you on.
I have the new one. Yep.
We have the new one. Kerry, we love you. I just know that in Philadelphia, everyone who ever saw you officiate a game here thinks the world of you.
Well, thank you. And that's the reason I moved my family here was because, and you asked your previous hour about a description for Philly sports.
Yeah.
My description word is passion, and it's about the fans of this great area. It's all sports.
Kerry Frazier, what a man. Kerry, thank you, my friend. Thank you.
You well, boys.
How great is that, Al? The guy admits all of it. All of it.
Yeah.
And Billy, you would be courtside, and you would see makeup calls and things like that, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
But they wouldn't acknowledge it. They wouldn't verbally say it. The only reason that this Peel guy did is he was on a hot mic and he mentioned it, right?
But you knew when they made a call. Yeah, you knew when they made a call that, like, all right, that's a makeup.
Yeah. So they would not. Well, to me, that's justice. I understand that. I do understand that.
Would you like to know, just real quickly, speaking of umpires, the umpire auditor, which I follow on Twitter.
Yeah.
Joe West was responsible for the three largest misses of the day yesterday. Just to let you know, one of them was on Bryce Harper.
Do you understand why Alex Bohm not swinging
with
two men on?
So I knew it would send you
and
off again.
Joe West being the home plate umpire, what Alex Bohm is saying is, I'm going to rely on the acumen of Joe West to get me on base because I'm going to walk. No, swing the bat. Al, I wouldn't have cared if he bunted. Oh, I mean, just play baseball is hitting the ball. It is not waiting to walk.
Should have double still. Should have double still.
No.
Don't get us started.
We tried that later. It didn't work out. It was bad.